विरह का तरयाज भाव पुत्रे की तन्मय तया तर्वभिने दो तं सर्वभूत हृदय मुनि मानतोस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणांतिके। My humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Guru. Om Vishnu Vashishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj. And same in the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru. Om Vishnu Vashishmad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We were discussing about Bhakti creepers. First of all, we should know what is bhakti really. Pure bhakti is called uttama bhakti. So we must know this. Nowadays, some persons here in India also, especially in Western countries, they want to jump at once without any sadhan, without any bhajan. They don't follow Bhakti Swami Sindhu, the limbs of bhaktis. At once they can jump. They want to jump to see naked Radha Krishna in Nishant Lila. They should not do. It is like offense. They should not be mad. First you should hear what is Uttama Bhakti and what are its limbs. And by practicing Uttama Bhakti, when your greed will come, then you can follow Raganuga Bhakti. But even not to give up the limbs of Bhakti, same as we are practicing in Vaidhi Bhakti, Regulative Bhakti, only some modes can be changed. Nowadays, a disciple does not want to hear his Gurudev. Very rare hearing. They think that they are also guru of their guru. This habit will take it them to hell. So many things that they know everything. Who is he? Who is he? Who is he? Who is that? Oh, he is Shivananda. He was Ramananda. Who was? He is that person, that person. They don't want to practice practically. They want to travel in dream always. Why not practicing Bhakti Yoga? Don't follow merely
your imagination.
Speculation. Oh, your feet should be
on the ground,
not in dream, here and there. You should follow Rupa Goswami if you want to practice Bhakti Yoga. Don't go here and there. That I know more than Rupa Goswami. Don't go to follow Krishna Bhavanamrita and Govinda Lilamrita. At once you will go to hell. First practice these things. who will hear and who will speak this or speak pastimes of or 24 hours Ashtakal, who are qualified? Who are qualified? Those who are first practicing totally Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedan, Sadhu Sanganam, Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathurabhas. Mathurabhas means, oh, in Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, Navadvip, in, also in Nilachal, always. If they are a little bit, they are have some relation with this, but not offending anyone, then, oh, they will have rich pain. So we should try to practice from very beginning. Not practicing Uttama Bhakti, and how you can see naked Radha and Krishna and all these things, and you can tell that I am this, that, he is this, that. Bogus idea. So we should not come. This is like Mayabad. I am Krishna, I am Sivananda Sen, or I am Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, he is all like Mayabad. So we should know. We should hear first from our Gurudev. If Gurudev is qualified, he will first tell Uttama Bhakti. Anya Bhilasita Sunyam Gyan Karmadhyana Vritam Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Uttama. What is this? Explain. The meaning. And very short. You should have then explained. Anyone has any question about this? You have understood the meaning? Hello?
And you said that if you're in a plane and the plane is going to crash and you ask Krishna to save me, then this is not Uttama Bhakti, but I'm wondering, this is not Uttama Bhakti, but in the Krishna Lila, when the coward boys were in the forest fire, they asked Krishna, oh, Krishna, save us, Krishna, Balaram, save us. But that was just their Lila.
What is that?
He's saying that in the past time, when the coward boys were in Munjatavi and the fire was there, and the Sakas of Krishna calling, oh, Krishna, save us. So is this going against Uttam Bhakti? He's asking this.
No.
He said that we apply an example.
Oh. They are beyond Uttama Bhakti. You cannot imagine. Beyond Uttama Bhakti. They are manifestations of Himself Krishna, and they are associates, eternal associate of Krishna. What Krishna likes? Oh, always following Krishna. So they came to this world only to fulfill the desire of Krishna. And they are playing like a, what?
Ordinary boys.
Ordinary boys. To teach us. So they are above consideration, anything. The gopis or gopis, all the associates of Golok Vrindavan are all above our consideration or anything. They are like Krishna. So what?
So Gurudev, if a person is on the neophyte platform and they're cultivating devotional service in practice, trying their best even though they're full of desires, is that considered in the classification of Uttama Bhakti, or is it, do you have to be on the spontaneous level to be classified as Uttama Bhakti?
He's saying someone's doing sadhana, and but they're following Vaidhi Bhakti, not Raganuga Bhakti, not the two parts. Is this Vaidhi Bhakti also included in Uttam Bhakti?
Yes, no.
And if the person has so many material desires, will it be included in Uttam Bhakti? These two ideas.
Well, the question is wrong about Bhakti. This is for not general person. Oh, beyond the calculation of Kanishta Adhikari. They are not even equal, qualified to ask question about. So better to hear. Answer to Gurudev. Hearing. Then question will come. So you should, I request you to hear more and more. And have an idea about bhakti. Even bhakti, not uttama bhakti. So, bhakti, whatever you do, a devotee doing, whatever they do, only to please Krishna. This is simple, only this. This is bhakti, but not uttama bhakti. When the two examples, the two limbs, symptom will come, annabhilashita sunyam, then jnan karma dhyana abhritam, then it will be pure bhakti, otherwise not. First you should try, with all your senses, with all your activities to please Gurudev, but Gurudev should be bona fide. And hearing, like perhaps Parikshit Maharaj heard from
Sukadev Goswami.
Especially, you try to follow Bhakti Vinod Thakur in this age, in practical way. Jaiva Dharma, you should read from beginning, and especially second part of Jaiva Dharma, you should follow. Read all first part, and then come in second part, and from beginning here, be like to Brijanath and
Vijay Kumar.
Follow them. They are really hearing from Gurudev everything. And they are trying to follow. Any question that anyone has, all are in this. Concluded. So, we should not follow our uncontrolled mind. We should try to follow Brijanath and
Vijay Kumar.
How they are hearing and engaging totally, and transcendental realization coming in them. If you are not totally hearing your Gurudev and making so many then, you cannot follow bhakti. Must hear first what the two disciples heard from their Gurudev before. What Raghunath Das Goswami heard from Swarup Damodar. He practiced. what he heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, fast practiced, not imagination, anything he was doing. You know Raghunath Das Goswami, totally following Sarup Damodar. And once he told to Sarup Damodar, I want to see direct any teaching from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he told, oh, I have given in the hands of your Gurudev, Siksha Guru, oh, Sarup Damodar. Oh, I am hearing his Harikatha, very sweet Harikatha. So you should. But even you have some
desire to hear
some from me, or then Gramya katha na bolibe, bhalo na khaibe, na bhalo paribe, amani malad hai Krishna naam sadalabe. And secondly, he told
Braje Radha Krishna seva manasa karibe.
Braje Radha Krishna seva manase karibe, what you are hearing from Sarup Damodar. He was doing, actually following Sarup Damodar. What was doing? How was maintaining his life? Oh, our life maintaining should be like him. And then this will come. If these are not coming, and we are following only calculations of mind.
Imagination.
Speculation. Oh, it will not. So always hear first Gurudev. And what he has told, you should follow in remembering. You should. What in Srimad Bhagavatam has been told, you can follow. Like, not Sarasati Leela. That is called Mantramayi Upasana first. Damodar Leela is what? Mantramayi Upasana. All the Leelas are Mantra Upasana. But when in continuation, from morning to again morning, it will come. Then it will be Sarasati Leela. It is for high class of devotees. So here, in our discussion that we are discussing about, explaining about Bhakti Lata Bish, the sadhak is here, in this world, where in Vrindavan, if he is not by body, then he must be by body also there. Better. Always in Vrindavan, like Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath, Jiva Goswami, others. Or Nadeep or Nilachal with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You must be there. And then what doing? Chanting the names. Always. Continuous. Like what has been told in this definition. Tailadharavata avichannagati. Like honey is given and in a line it is.
Unbroken.
Not broken. Unbroken. Day and night. What? Sadhak is here in this world. And what he has heard from his Gurudev. Not the exculpation.
Speculation.
Sometimes I cannot.
There's one with extrapolation.
So you should must note down in your heart what you have heard from Gurudev, what Sukadeva Goswami heard from his Gurudev. He told to Parikshit Maharaj, nothing else, not imagination. So we should think in a line, like a what? Continuous, without what?
Without interruption.
Only the things little he has heard from Gurudev. Here, sadhak is here. And what doing? Kriti saddha bhava, sasadana vidha, nitya siddhasya bhavasya, prakattam hridi sadhyata. What is sadhana? We should not see our follow or obey our uncontrolled mind. What do? Kriti bhava, sadha bhava, sa sadhana vidha. Nitya siddhasya prakattam hriti sadhyata. Everything is here. Why? Krishna has given everything in your constitutional body, transcendental body. All has this constitutional form. And we have some relation with Krishna. But now it is covered with Maya. And we are forgetting all these things. So let's hear from all things from Gurudev. And then practice what? Uttama Bhakti. But you should know transcendental name, transcendental pastimes of Krishna. All are transcendental. Our body, our senses, our tongue, our ear are not material. They cannot touch. Never they cannot touch. Only there is one process that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told in Shikshastakam. Only one. How our these material mind, material ears, material
senses
can be tadatma with that. They cannot be tadatma. Only the transcendental things first. By praying in the lotus feet of Gurudev and Krishna, they will come. And they will be tadatma with our tongue, our ear, our senses, everything. Then we can have some relation. What I told? Can you?
I say, Guru.
Mike? No? Oh, with mic you can tell. Standing. You should try to realize what I told. Otherwise, you cannot develop. You will be Sahajiya, Sakhi Beki, and I think Mayavadi. Don't be like that. Always follow your Gurudev. Your Gurudev is very powerful. Either you can tell your Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, or in line to me also. Try to follow. Don't obey your uncontrolled mind.
Srila Gurudev is telling us the process of Shuddha Bhakti, and in that regard, the word Kriti Sadhya Bhave Sadhya Bhava Sadhana Vidha Nitya.
Can you? What was my point? Oh, transcendental any mood, anything is beyond the limit of material things. Our tongue can utter pure name, transcendental. Our ear cannot hear transcendental words. Our mind cannot think about transcendental Krishna or his pastime. Then how we can do? Kriti sadhya bhaveta sadhya bhava. You should do. Hear very patiently, carefully.
First of all,
First of all, it should be very firmly established in our mind. Atasi Krishna Namadi Nabhavat Gajam Indre. Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes, they are all transcendental. They are beyond the jurisdiction of our senses.
What do you think? Oh, what is that material thing? Oh, Krishna is very beautiful. Oh, if he is naked, he is very beautiful. And his cheeks are very beautiful. What is this?
Material idea.
Material idea. Hmm? But there is process. And that process we should adopt. Don't use your what?
Uncontrolled mind.
Uncontrolled mind.
Don't speculate.
Then?
So,
very good point. You should try to realize this.
Mahabhu explained, Aprakita Vastu Nahi Prakita Gocha. The transcendental subject matter, it never comes within the jurisdiction of the material mind and senses and material perception. This is the first idea. So, we have to chant Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. But the material senses, they cannot do this. So how will we come in the line of bhakti? Krishna Chakritaku, he explained. First, we do sadhana bhakti. What is this sadhana bhakti? Krishna sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavata sadhana vidya. The word kriti sadhya means you are using your senses. This affair of sadhana bhakti is called indriya prerana or indriya vyapar. That indriya prerana means instigated from your senses. By you engaging your senses in hearing, chanting, remembering. It is coming from the senses. Or it is indriya vyapar, an affair of the senses. But what is bhakti? Bhakti is not an affair of the senses. Bhakti is the vritti, the function of Swarup Shakti, especially the essence of Sambhit and Hadini, Krishna's knowledge potency, Sambhit, and Hadini, Krishna's pleasure potency, mixed together. This is called bhakti. So here, this bhakti, Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma, Bhava Bhakti, this is the aim and object of our sadhana. So first, the devotee should understand that why am I doing everything? Why am I hearing? Why am I chanting? Why am I remembering? Or only to realize and to get a touch with this transcendental bhakti. Actually, this you should know. Now, Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakasyam Vidyasya.
Stop that. Again, you should hear me. Again, here. Oh, a boy, a father and mother wants that he should be educated. And he wants to send him to school. And they took their children to school. No? And he was waiting very much. Very much, very much. I will not go to school, I will not read. And he was very, very weeping. But the father and mother were very expert. They went to school, and he was admitted in the school. Teacher was also expert. Oh, this boy is very intelligent, he told. Oh, good boy, good boy. Bring a red book for him. And there, the picture of a very reddish apple was there. Oh, B?
Ball.
Oh, there was a ball. Oh, very colored. Oh, there was a cat. And there was dog and so many things. Well, in pictures. And read his book, very charming book. And the teacher told, oh, I have admitted in school. A, you see, apple. B, ball. You should read. B, ball. C, cat. D, dog. Oh, you have passed all the examination. You are very intelligent. And then, oh, he came now again in the house, and he was very happy and told his father about, oh, I have studied so many things. Now I am a student. Oh, mother, when I will go to school? Oh, just now, tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow. Now he is ready to go to school and he is thinking that I am a student. Really, still he is no student. No student. So, in the beginning, a devotee is initiated by Gurudev. And he has been told that you should chant name. You should hear Hari Katha. But actually, his all kinds of senses are not touching that thing. He is not educated. He is not a student even. Only going and coming and seeing pictures. Again, another example. Oh, today will be fire sacrifice. Bring some ghee, panchamritam, bring some dry oats, bring some bricks,
sand,
and sand, so many mangoes, leaves, and bring this and that. They brought. Is this fire sacrifice? What is fire sacrifice? Only that I am offering myself to Krishna. Om Krishnaya Namaha. Om Krishnaya Swaha. Om Radhikayai Swaha. I heard. Oh, this is fire sacrifice. But what will be called? To bring dry oats, ghee, and so many paraphernalia. What is that?
Sangha Siddha.
But we will tell that it will help in fire sacrifice, not fire sacrifice. In this way, what you are hearing, chanting, you are not related with transcendental name, his pastimes, because your senses are all material. So when that bhakti, uttama bhakti, which is to be done by only transcendental mind, transcendental senses, transcendental hands and feet and all these things, then uttama bhakti. But what we are doing? When we are using our this material ears, material minds, material everything, we are hearing Gurudev. Oh, Gurudev. Oh, very good boy, very good boy. Very, very good student, devotee. But really he is not devotee. So when we are using all these material senses, body, hands and all these, we are doing archan by this hand and we are seeing it by worldly eyes, material eyes. Oh, this is not archan. We are seeing all this. But this is not uttama bhakti. But by doing so, gradually, by the mercy of Gurudev and Krishna, transcendental, a fraction of bhakti. What is that? What he told? What? Transcendental. Sarup Shakti Sambidan Vadin. Oh, by the mercy of Gurudev and Krishna, they will come in your heart and they will come and they will be tadatma with all these senses, body and mind.
Oneness.
Yes. Like there is a
iron
rod. It cannot burn. But if you will give in fire and it will be red. And if you will touch the iron, or you will be burnt. Who burns? You. Who burns?
Fire is burning.
Fire.
The
iron cannot
burn.
But here fire is
oneness with iron.
With ironness. Fire has some power. So this fraction of bhakti has some power to be one in our senses. And then it will be by this process bhakti will come gradually. Then you will have transcendental all these things. Ata krishna madina bhavit kriya grahyam indriyaiva. Indri? Seven mukho hi jiva. What is seven mukho? To serve Gurudev, to serve Harinam, to serve Mahaprasad, to serve Harikatha, to serve all. Don't take anything.
Don't
eat anything. You should serve Mahaprasadam. Mahaprasade, Govinde, Nama Brahmani, Vaishnave, Svalpa Punyavatang Rajat, Vishwas Naiva Jayate. So we should always serve. You should not chant. But what you do? Oh, you should serve Harinam. You should not hear Hari Katha. You cannot. Your senses cannot. So better to serve Hari Katha. So in this way, that transcendental bhakti will come gradually. This is only the process. To follow your Gurudev. Follow our Rupa Goswami process. And then, in practical way, this bhakti will come. Don't think yourself. You should pray only that what? There is a slok in Upanishad. How, if he are in service mode, then he is realized himself. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo. Name dhaya bhavna sutena. Jame eva esa binti tena labhya. Tasaisa atma vibhudunte. We should wait for what? When Krishna mercy is coming. Oh, Krishna, be merciful to us. Oh, Gurudev, you should be merciful to them. And then he will think, oh, he is qualified. Now I should go and help. And then Krishna wishes, and at once he realizes everything. By our efforts, we cannot do anything. And that is the point of Yashoda mother. He wanted to buy, but he could not. And when he requested his
Narayan,
at once Krishna knew his mool Narayan. And at once he became merciful. And only in one rope he was bent. Gaur Premanande. I wanted to tell so many things. But I also thought that you should know all these things. It is more important. Anyone cannot tell all these things to you. So you must think these things before, and then it will be a platform. And then all these transcendental things automatic will come. And then I will speak on the sadhak who is here in this world. But Kripa has gone to Golok Vrindavan, and what he is doing here? He is sitting here in Vrindavan, transcendental Vrindavan. If not by his body, or then by mind even. In the guidance of Rasik and Tattva Vaishnava. Always chanting and remembering the past times. And then, automatically, like a chain, the past times of Krishna will come automatically. So we should follow this this line of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur by Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all. Today, Gaur Pramanari. In the heart of Kaliya. Kaliya. Agasur, Bakasur. They have not done anything. They have not gone the guidance of any guru. But really there was something. What was that?
Oh, Putna was brother of Agasur, Bakasur. And Kaliya, oh, his wife, of very high class of devotees, very high. Only by their mercy, Krishna was pleased and without any causeless mercy, he was bound to do. So if your guru is like that, like the wife of Kali, or you have any tendency to serve, and then mercifully your guru dev is so. Like Narad, if Narad will tell, oh, you should be a tree, and in that tree, Krishna will come, and he will liberate you. Oh, Krishna is bound to do like that. So if your Gurudev is like that, like Narada Rishi, Guru of Prahlad, Dhruva, Vyasdev, Pracheta, and so many. Without devotee's mercy, Krishna mercy will not come. Gaur Premanande.